Last fall, I signed an executive order that required the Department of State, the Pennsylvania Department of State, to review our state's occupational licensing practices. The department worked with each licensing board, including some who are represented here, to review practices and try to root out overly broad and unnecessary licensing requirements that were acting as a barrier to employment for those seeking licenses. So they compared, this group compared Pennsylvania's practices to surrounding states. They reviewed costs, training, continuing education requirements to see how we could improve the process and reduce barriers to employment. Again, we all did this because while we know that occupational licensing is designed to keep consumers safe, we also know that many times the requirements go above and beyond the crucial protection. In some cases, can burden job seekers, keeping them out of the jobs they want, harming their careers, and their ability to support their families. This, in turn, hurts Pennsylvania, hurts our economy, hurts our neighborhoods, hurts our families, because those who are prevented from joining the workforce simply can't contribute.